Hello, this is Andrew Middleton from the Learning and Teaching Institute. I'm joined by colleagues from across the faculties at Sheffield Hallam University who are going to spend a few moments just reflecting on applications for screencasting software. Susanna Diamond, what ideas have you had following a few discussions with colleagues?
Well, we came up with about four different ideas. From the point of view of induction, those kinds of information that you repeat and they're quite mundane, so how to fill in a form about your research proposal, how to put the right bits of information in there. You could give them that information by text, but equally you could kind of go through it, explain it with a voiceover as another way to get the information across. So there was one. How about something generated by students, for example, to introduce a portfolio? Instead of doing it via text, what they could do is show you which bits to look at and what they've put where and why. So you get that quick introduction to what they've done. Another one from the point of view of students, which is to be able to practice presentations, is a halfway house. They could do it in their own time, they can repeat it as many times as they want, and when they're happy with it, they can post it in Blackboard.
Okay, well, before you use up all the ideas, I'm sure you won't, but should we move on to Paul? Would you just like to introduce yourself in your area?
It's Paul Johnston from O&M and Marketing Subject Group, and our table came up with three ideas. One was a very simple one to do with the old chestnut of referencing, where you could show students how to do it on screen instead of telling them when they're not listening. The other one was actually doing live audio feedback with PowerPoint presentations, because as we understand it, you can only sort of comment on PowerPoint in edit mode, whereas if the student is running through the PowerPoint, you can then show them or make comments about that and show them where the comments apply. And then another interesting one in terms of staff support was particularly in the area of ALs, where material could be provided and ALs could be shown how seminar activities might be run, particular explanations of models and various things like that.
Okay. John.
John Darwin from O&M. We were looking particularly at an idea we discussed earlier in this session, which was about using this to capture things that otherwise we do in lectures but are really basically informational. In our case, for example, strategic tools and techniques, the sort of thing that is in the books, and you could refer people to the books, but it's nice to also to be able to give them something else for it. So we're thinking that you could take PowerPoint presentations and turn them into screencasts using this sort of approach, perhaps short bits which would then be embedded into larger ones, if we can do it that way. Having done those, you could also actually use them in your lectures yourself. You could have a 5-minute break in the middle of a lecture by showing them a screencast as part of a PowerPoint presentation. So we begin to think about a whole series of ways in which you could put material in that's going to be the same time after time, similar to some of the other stuff we've been discussing, but in this case put it into lectures so that students can easily access it, they can check it, they can listen to it, they can re-listen to it, learn the ideas and hopefully then have a discussion when we meet with them rather than us having to tell them what they are.
Yeah, excellent. And you've touched on the idea of reuse and repurposing there. Similarly, I suppose there are certain opportunities where you might actually end up putting a piece of content into an assessment and get your students to answer questions about what they're seeing in front of them. Well, thank you very much for your ideas. I'm sure the ideas that we'll all have will continue to develop over the next few months, but if anyone's listening to this and they have their own ideas or want to find out more about screencasting, then please contact me, Andrew Middleton, in the Learning and Teaching Institute. Thank you.